BBC, Holby City, starring Joseph Milson as Luke, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, Catherine Russell as Serena, and Hugh Quarshie as Rick. Hold on Me by Martin Jameson. Previously,
I took the executive decision to close the non-electives.
That's interesting. Perhaps we should trial it for a longer period.
We've taken the decision to implement the scheme on a permanent basis from today.
This damn scheme doesn't work.
Come on, Richie. No, come on.
There's been a complication with Michael Spencer's patient. He's just died on the ward.
It's not your problem right now.
But it will be.
No petting. Come on.
Why did you come back?
I had some loose ends to tie up.
Did you take the camoxidine?
Are you accusing me of something?
Opiates go missing, you're acting really spaced out. Excuse me for being suspicious.
Wow, the paranoia's finally got to you.
Luke emerges from his trailer in the car park as Max and Eddie pull in. He puts on his jacket, watching them as they get out of the car. Then Michael walks up behind him.
Knew there was a reason.
What?
Why, you haven't hit the road, Jack.
Oh, I told you I'm here to stay.
No, seriously.
Look into my eyes. What do you see?
The horizon. If I knew you were for real, I'd send Schneider on his way.
Chantel to Serena.
Have a donut.
What?
I know they're fattening, but they are a stress buster. It's a medical fact.
What makes you think I'm stressed?
The report into what happened to Mr. Mooney. You've not forgotten, have you?
Well, certainly not now that you've reminded me so sweetly.
She puts the donuts down on the desk.
Abigail Dunn.
Another present from AAU.
Acute abdo pains, hypertensive, and she was treated for a gastric ulcer last year.
Good job of going to bed then, isn't it?
Well, we did have.
Is there something else that might require a donut?
Mr. Griffin doesn't want to discharge Mr. Hassan until he's spoken to social services.
Does this look like a hostel?
Are you my mum's doctor?
Here, Kieran Dennehy. Crack him off with a goodie bag and turn the bed round double quick.
How is this going to take?
Kina. I am so sorry, Mrs. Dutton. Bit of early morning gridlock, I'm afraid.
I have to get to rehearsals.
There's nobody to pick you up.
I am in a visitor force. It's the first night on Friday.
Chantel?
She's playing the cowardly lion.
I wanted to play Dorothy.
Sorry.
I will examine you in a moment, but let's book Mrs. Dutton in for an endoscopy anyway. The chances are it's a recurrence of your ulcer.
She's got blood in her number twos.
The doctor doesn't want to hear that.
Actually, I do. How long?
A couple of days, week maybe.
Right, let's take you over.
Thank you.
Hanson's expecting us.
We could always be fashionably late.
Look, before we go into this meeting, I just want to say that whatever our differences on this issue, you have my full support as a colleague. And I think that the best way forward is for us to work together to address any problems that might be thrown up.
Have you been on one of those courses?
Shall we go?
Serena subtly takes a donut as they head off. Tara pops into the locker room.
You seen Dr. Valentine?
He's been abducted.
Gaffer over the mouth, bag over the head.
What are you talking about?
Advances in cardiovascular cell transplantation.
Conference in Manchester. Jack decided she needed someone to carry her bags.
You only just missed them.
Why? Nothing. I was just trying to call him.
Anything I can do to help?
No, thank you. It's personal.
So it's true, then?
You and Dr. Valentine.
Oh, that is none of your business.
Hobie's own golden couple.
Oh, bless.
Well, this will be why he isn't answering.
Well, we better put her out of her misery then.
From Tara. Could be steamy.
And very personal.
Oh, come on, you want to know what it says. Don't pretend.
Pathetic. What, tell me?
Take lots of notes, semicolon. Maybe you could email them.
That's not a semicolon, it's a winking smiley.
I don't know. That is a semicolon.
Who uses semicolons in a text?
God needs help.
Carl Carter, full thickness chemical burns to both arms, crush injuries to the left leg and simple fractures to the right ankles. Straight into theatre.
Should have come in sooner.
It's going to be fine.
Are you going to have to amputate?
Ah, well, the sooner we get started.
She kisses Carl.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Luke to Eddie.
Need you in theatre.
Well, I might be persuaded.
Oh, you're the poster girl for the caring profession.
I've just got a thing about putrefying flesh.
Don't tell me you used to play debriding necrotic tissue with your Barbie dolls.
How did you know that?
When'd you break?
I'm gonna be really busy peeling a man's skin off.
HR just rang. Marching orders end of the week.
What? Why?
It turns out now Mr. Hemway's actually signed his contract. I'm surplus to requirements.
Did you know about this?
It's okay. I put in a call to my mate in Brighton, and it's looking good for a 6-month stint in his GS role.
Great. Should we do this?
Serena and Rick enter Hansen's office, where Michael's waiting alone.
Good morning, Michael.
It's looking that way.
No, Mr. Hansen.
You're on your own, Bilbo. Gowdendale's taken 5.
Does that kind of talk help anybody, Michael? We are supposed to be colleagues.
Whatever you say, Rick. All I know is that I'm not taking the rap for Richie Mooney dying in the back of a minibus.
My apologies. I was detained by a steering committee breakfast.
Sounds tasty.
I assure you it wasn't.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm afraid I might have to disappoint you, Mr. Spence. The publication of the report has been delayed. I will, of course, inform you all as soon as I have any news.
Well, the main thing is that this non-referral system stays dead in the water.
Still the best system on the table.
Oh, please, no zombies.
Zombies, Mr. Spence?
Yeah, dead things coming alive again. I don't have to shoot the head off another one of these initiatives. Could cause bad feelings.
Speaking of which, the logjam of patients coming up from AAU.
That's not my problem.
Yeah, well, I have a proposal to deal with the situation at our end.
Oh, I thought we were putting a lid on these initiatives.
I'd like to hear it.
Yes, go on.
Different practitioners work at different speeds, which can block beds for those of us who process cases more quickly than others.
You believe that, Rick? She's calling you a slowpoke.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I think I got that.
I'm more than happy for you to saunter along at whatever speed suits you.
Saunter?
But to facilitate that, I propose a system of consultant-allocated beds, where each consultant is responsible for their own throughput.
The only person you could block would be yourself. It would be easier to monitor productivity.
Mr. Hansen?
Please, tell me you are not giving this crap any airtime.
Oh, yes.
Yes, what?
I don't think this is the moment for a new initiative, but thank you very much for your contribution, Miss Campbell.
I could put some figures together.
Not today. Could I have my office back, please?
All right, I'm out of here. I got a throughput to see to.
Hansen's been distracted by a string of emails titled, Blood on Your Hands.
Stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Maybe that was your cue to get your backside down to A&E.
I'm not into conventional medicine.
Oh, do you want us to stop?
She's joking. Some idiot left some drums on the common by Aoife's flat.
What was it exactly?
Something hazardous. Skull and crossbones. I couldn't leave it.
Could have called the police.
Muppets.
So you did the sensible thing and moved it yourself?
Seemed like a good idea.
Not the first little accident you've had, though, is it?
What?
Your knees. I saw some scars on your knees. What's in there, pins?
A little memento from my biker days. Took a year to get that right again.
Those homeopaths certainly know what they're doing.
What's your problem?
Might help the orthopods to know exactly how you did your knees this time.
So I picked this thing up, weighs a bloody ton. I'm heaving it over to where there's like a skip up by the new garages. I trip on the curb, wallop. Next thing I know, it's on my legs, the lid's off, and it's all over me.
Unlucky.
We need plastics on this. You are done.
Eddie glares at Luke as he walks away. Then she joins him at the sink, angrily pulling off her gloves and mask.
I don't need you apologising for me or answering for me or controlling where my boyfriend works, OK?
Did it occur to you that today might just be a day for a little humility?
It did, but I decided against it.
So, let me get this straight. You see the report into this man's death as, well, an opportunity.
An opportunity to find new ways of treating more patients and saving more lives. I don't want Richie Mooney to have died in vain. Do you?
Excuse me. Where's the toilets?
Oh, through there.
If people stopped exploring new ways of doing things every time a patient died, there'd be no modern medicine.
If you were that concerned about medicine, then you'd concentrate on trying to become the best doctor that you possibly could, rather than telling everyone else how to do their job.
OK. Take Abigail Dutton. As a doctor, I know that she has a history of gastric ulcer, so she's going straight into the endoscopy suite without delaying the whole process with x-rays or other time-wasting, bed-blocking procedures.
Like I would.
I liked it when you were talking about us working together to solve our problems.
Working together, not ambushing me in front of Hanson with some harebrained scheme that you haven't even had the courtesy to mention. Predicated on the notion that the failings of this ward are entirely down to my congenital indolence.
I'm very happy to be proved wrong.
It's not me who's acting like they've got something to prove.
Test results.
Tara reads them.
She's still acidotic.
And what I said about you and Ollie earlier.
When I'm trying to work.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure it's empyema. They're nasty little pockets of pus around your lungs, but I'm just going to double check.
Oh, sort out an x-ray?
Oh, there's no need.
It's pretty standard. Are you sure this is a good idea?
I do know what I'm doing.
I was just wondering whether you'd done this procedure unsupervised.
Well, if I need supervision, I will ask for it. Hypodermic, please.
He gives her a large syringe and draws the curtains. Tara holds up the needle with light red liquid in it.
That's blood.
And pus.
You've nicked something.
Yeah, all right, I got it.
What's happening?
Hemothorax. I was just...
Yeah, I see what you were doing.
It's definitely empyema.
Right, Shirley, my love, you've just been bumped up the list. Let's go. You can help me put it right.
Well, I'm sure Nurse McConey will give you his version of events.
What's all that about?
I think it's what I said about her and Ollie.
You need to give her Ollie's phone.
I was trying to. She's going to be like this all day.
It's a new relationship. She's just a bit insecure.
Soon put that right.
What are you doing?
From Oliver. You are so hot. I'd like to buy you something sexy. Lace or rubber.
Johnny.
That doesn't cheer up.
I'm taking it off you.
Tara looks at her phone and smiles.
Don't tell her yet, please.
Then she looks shocked as she reads it. Luke watches Max flexing his hand.
You all right?
What?
The hand.
Yeah, it's just pins and needles.
Max walks away, leaving Luke looking thoughtful. Then Eddie stands beside him.
Oh, Carl Carter, the chemical burns guy.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, his notes aren't complete. They only go back 18 months.
So?
Well, the story about the barrel falling on his foot didn't make sense, did it?
Well, if it had fallen on his foot, it'd have been his metatarsal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a calcaneal fracture.
Well, jumping from a great height, landing badly, he's probably running away from something.
Oh, right, which I usually manage to do without incurring full-thickness chemical burns.
Whatever.
Whatever. Oh, right, yeah, let's forget about it. I'm sure any information about how he actually received his injuries is completely irrelevant.
What are you trying to say, Luke?
Well, there's a bit more to this job than just patching people up and shipping them out.
Right, and that's my job as well now, is it? To be a criminal investigator? I don't think so. Life's too short.
You've changed?
You haven't. You're still as irritating as hell. You know, has it ever occurred to you that I don't actually have to stay here? I don't have to put up with this.
And you would go where exactly?
I hear that Brighton's nice.
Max has walked up and he smiles. On Keller.
Someone's been eating my donuts.
I believe carbs are an integral part of Mr. Malik's fitness regime.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Abby, can you wake up? Hello, sorry. Could you sign this, please? Then we can run you straight over to endoscopy.
Where's Tina?
Oh, well, she won't have gone far.
I'd rather you didn't let her wander off.
She seems to know her way around, all right.
I'm not underestimating her capabilities.
No, I'm sure you're very proud of her.
It's easy to judge when you're not the one with the responsibility.
They wheel her away.
There she is.
Where have you been?
Toilets.
What's that?
I expressed myself.
Are you all right?
I want to go to my rehearsals.
You know, there is a bus stop just outside.
Tina doesn't know the bus routes from here.
I ask someone.
I don't want to come out and not know where you are.
I'll come back.
But we're not going to argue about this.
Then I'll give my part to someone else.
You know, Nurse Lane could always ring and explain the situation.
No, you don't understand.
With respect, she's got a point. I know you mean well, but I'd appreciate if you leave me to deal with this, please.
Right. Well, this should be pretty straightforward. I don't think your mum will be in hospital for very long.
What do you say?
Thank you.
There's a man behind her.
I think there's someone looking for you.
What?
Over there.
Noe, what are you doing? Go away.
Laurie turns and walks away.
Please don't tell Mom.
Go on.
Miss Campbell.
Can it wait?
About the report into Mr. Mooney. I know you say it doesn't bother you, but it bothers me.
Nurse Lane, I'm sure you have far more important things to concern you.
I don't want you to think I'm being a snitch, but I think there might be a few people that want to blame the whole thing on you, and I know you would never do anything to harm a patient.
Chantal.
So if there's anything I can do, I know my word doesn't count for much, but if you need someone who actually works here to say how much we all respect you, then... Have I said too much?
No, Chantal, not at all. But please don't worry. I will be fine.
There's still plenty of donuts.
On AAU...
It's rude to stare. And it makes you look a little bit like a stalker.
She's leaving.
What?
Going to Brighton with Max.
You're kidding me.
Why would I joke about that?
Well, you've got to go and stop her.
Why?
Okay, all right. I wasn't going to mention this because I'm probably just being paranoid. But a couple of weeks ago, some camoxidin went missing. From the drug cabinet. And Max was behaving really oddly.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Oh, yes. Accuse a colleague of drug abuse. Oh, I must try that sometime.
Well, if you have reasonable grounds.
I was afraid it would reflect badly on Eddie.
You think she might be implicated?
No. I hope not.
You notice that thing he does with his hand?
Yes, I have.
He says it's pins and needles.
And?
When I was at the Alex... There was a registrar there, had the same thing. He ended up having a seizure in the middle of a paediatric pyeloplasty, out of his mind on painkillers.
So, you think he's self-prescribing too?
Luke raises his eyebrows and walks away. Tina enters the stairwell.
Noe?
I went to drama. They said you were at the hospital.
It's not me, it's my mum.
You were sick 3 times yesterday.
If she sees you, it will make her worse.
I love you.
Please, Noe, not now.
I'm not leaving.
You ruin everything.
Don't you love me?
Of course I do, but...
Tina?
Go away.
Yes, go away.
Tina, should we just sit down? You don't look very well. Tina? Tina?
Tina!
Can we get some help, please?
Tina is much more vulnerable than she looks.
You don't feel that she could live independently?
When she was 15, someone tried to take advantage of her.
I don't need to tell
you. She really didn't understand what was happening. That was when I realised that she'd never survive on her own.
Right. I'm afraid this might make you want to gag.
I'm ready.
If you could just pop this into your mouth, open. That's it. Great. Try to relax. Well done. Okay. We're in. Now, we just need to find the ulcer, and then it's a simple case of... Ah.
Hello, Tina.
Where am I?
It's all right. You fainted. Laurie says that you've been sick a lot recently.
Please don't tell Mum.
Her mum won't let her do the play if she's ill.
Are you in the play too?
I'm the Tin Man.
You don't have a heart.
Yes, I do.
I'd like to run a few tests. Tina, I need to ask you some questions. Would you like Laurie to go away for a bit?
No, he's my boyfriend.
Is there any chance that you could be pregnant?
Tina and Laurie look at each other.
Perhaps you should talk to your mother about it.
You're not allowed to tell her. Those are the rules.
In theatre.
Mr. Bip. Tara.
Sorry.
To the left. Come on, keep up.
I am.
No.
I am relaxed.
It was an easy mistake to make, but perhaps you were a tad ambitious. Saline, please.
It won't happen again.
Is it about what Johnny said? You were right. You and Doc Valentine. None of our business. We both deserve a slap. Grasper, please.
But there might not be anything to gossip about soon.
Really?
Shouldn't we be concentrating on the abscess membrane?
Has he contacted you, Oliver?
I thought you were going to pry into my private life.
Maybe he has managed to send you a text or something, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Luke goes into the office on AAU, checking the ward through the window as he shuts the door. He walks behind the desk and inspects Max's grey hoodie, which is hanging on the back of the chair. Then he takes a piece of sticky tape and pushes it against the inside of the hoodie. He's putting the tape in an envelope when Eddie comes in.
What are you doing?
Just getting an envelope.
Carl's girlfriend.
Excuse me. I'm really worried about Carl. He's loads worse than he's saying.
Well, if we knew a little more about what really happened. You know, we have no notes for him before 2011.
I want to trust you.
As long as nobody's getting hurt, I don't care what you get up to.
We're trying to do some good.
I believe you.
She steps into the office.
We've been chased by security. It was dark. He jumped off a wall, twice as high as we thought, and there were all these dodgy drums stacked up. Couldn't see to land properly, and cracked his foot on the edge of one of them, slid down, and they all fell on top of him.
And how high was this wall, exactly?
15 feet, maybe more.
And where was this?
Why do you want to know?
You don't need to answer that.
I knew you shouldn't have said anything.
She walks out.
You can't stop yourself, can you?
Eddie goes as well, and Luke looks down at the envelope, folds it up and puts it in his pocket. On Keller.
That's my mum's doctor. Don't let her see you.
One. Oh, Mr. Malik, are you busy?
Apparently, I'm filling my time scoffing Chantel's donuts.
Oh, they're very fattening.
So, handsome.
It's inconclusive. Meanwhile, back in the real world, I need you in theatre. Abigail Dutton, as soon as I can find a slot.
I thought she was an in-and-out endoscope job.
Yeah, well, there was a lot more blood than I was expecting. If there is an ulcer there, I can't see it.
Look, Mr. Griffin had a case like this a few weeks back.
Then I'm sure he'd find another one easily repetitive.
You might have a few suggestions.
Look, I am aware how methodical he is. Apparently, it's very time-consuming.
How was the endoscopy?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
You should know that while you were in theatre, Tina fainted. It turns out that she is pregnant.
Oh.
Yes, it's very unusual. The father also has Down syndrome.
Ah, right. Well, Abby's a bit drowsy at the moment, so maybe give her half an hour, at least.
Tina has asked us to respect her confidentiality.
I presume you told her that's not realistic.
She's an adult, she's aware, she's articulate. I don't think we can claim that she doesn't have competence. It was certainly not without further consultation.
Well, she's going to need to go down to Obs and Gynae for a kickoff. I think that might let the cat out of the bag.
Which is why I'm proposing to keep her here on Keller. Give her time to make her own decision, which means protecting her privacy on the ward. Unless you have a problem with that.
No, that's fine.
Good.
Mo stops Johnny as he follows a patient. Tara's texting.
This has gone too far.
What, she went for the rubber?
No, and not the lace either.
That's horrible, colon, not funny.
I warned you.
But it was just supposed to be a bit of a laugh.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Sorry, Ollie, just don't like that kind of thing.
It's not my fault she hasn't got a sense of humour. OK, OK,
give her back the phone.
Well, then she'll know that I was in on it. I don't want her to think I'm that puerile.
Well, even though you are.
Okay.
He takes the mobile over to Tara, but her desk phone rings.
Hello, Darwin Ward. Yes, speaking. Oh. Okay. Really? Well, thanks for letting me know.
Problems?
Mr. Gallagher's blood's, it's been a mix-up.
Actually, Tara, I really need to...
Can you wait, Johnny? I've just, got to go sort this out.
Yeah. Sure.
Pathetic.
To Serena.
I've been extrapolating outcomes.
Oh, nasty. We should get Mr. Malik to take a look at that.
We need to talk about this.
I presume this is about the report.
I've pulled up the last 100 negligence cases. I'm looking at any causal correlation between systemic change, patient event, and practitioner outcome.
Well, we'll find out for real soon enough.
And if things don't go our way, our key protective driver will be for you and me to be completely on the same script about the long-term benefits of the general principle of non-referral from AAU. We say, of course, Richard Mooney's death was a tragedy, blah, blah, blah. We acknowledge it as a life deficit, but we present it as a loss leader because now we can modify the system and achieve an output of patients treated and lives saved, which over time will be indisputably audit positive.
Yes, I once wrote a paper on something similar. I think.
Chilling to the same playlist. Excellent.
Mo.
Tara!
She looks in the staff room. Then Oliver's phone receives another text.
Uh-oh.
Luke's put Max's hair under a microscope.
You texted me.
You were right.
What on earth are you doing?
If a strand grows approximately half an inch every 30 days, I'd say we've got about 4 months' worth there.
Have you been cutting off Max's hair?
No, it was on his clothes.
Are you insane?
It's camoxidin, indisputably.
You could be struck off for this.
This is for Eddie, so she can't bury her head in the sand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's going to love that.
Well, what do you suggest?
Talk to her.
Make your mind up.
This may be an alien concept to you, but, you know, sometimes just saying what you mean and how you feel, it can be amazingly effective. Just don't mention the hair thing, OK? Because it's weird.
Laurie takes Abby some flowers.
Hello, Mrs. Sutton. Bought you some flowers.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's Laurie, isn't it?
I go to drama with Tina.
Oh, where is she?
She's not very well.
What? What's happened?
There's something she has to tell you.
Could you go and fetch her, please?
She's having a baby.
What did you say?
She's having a baby. I'm the dad.
Tina!
I want to marry her.
What are you doing?
He says you're pregnant.
Noah, you are idiots.
What did he do? Did he force you?
No.
You better make yourself scarce.
Try to keep calm, Mrs. Dutton.
I told you to go away.
Sorry. Perhaps it would be a good idea if you waited for Tina in the cafe.
Did you know about this?
Laurie leaves.
Mum?
How can you have a baby?
Tina walks away in tears. Carl's with his girlfriend.
You have your mic?
I didn't tell the doctor anything important. I mean, you know, we're up to something.
I've rung Jake, and we're calling it off.
What'd you do that for?
And this way we can wait until you're better.
Miss McKee, have a word, please.
What do you want now, Luke?
Just a word, please. As a colleague, just as a colleague, I wanted to raise some concerns.
Are you going to tell me I'm not doing my job properly again?
You're in a new relationship.
Yeah? And what's that got to do with you?
Well, when your personal life bleeds into your professional life, I'd say it has everything to do with it.
You're going to spend the whole day taking pathetic little pot shots at Max?
I've heard some very worrying things.
Like what?
Well, he's often late, hungover, doesn't answer his bleep, and there's the small matter of some missing drugs.
Who told you that?
Why is that important?
Because it sounds like you're accusing Max of stealing camoxidin.
All I heard is the matter was never resolved.
Excuse me, you need to do something. He's in agony.
Luke hurries over to Carl and checks the pulse on his wrist.
There's no pulse. We need him in theatre.
Get some help over here, please.
You're supposed to be a doctor. You know what the dangers are.
Statistically, she has a very high chance of miscarrying.
You say that as if it's some sort of solution.
I'm simply stating a medical fact.
There's no way that Tina can look after a baby. Especially as there's a very strong chance that it'll have the same condition. Why do you think I've been trying to protect her all these years?
It's not why you want me to get rid of it.
No.
You said you're proud of me. You said you love me. But it's a lie.
But, darling.
Abby?
Here. Nurse Lane?
What's wrong? Mum?
Hypertensive and tachycardic. She's hemorrhaging. To theatre, please.
Try not to worry.
You say you'll be all straightforward.
Try not to worry.
You need to put your legs up on the table.
Okay, we'll be going for a vascular reconstruction.
Stop, stop!
I'd really rather not.
I need to talk to you in private.
We don't have time to chit-chat.
Then I don't consent to the operation.
Your arm is dying, do you understand?
Look, get this lot out. We have our talk, and then you can get on with it.
Okay, could you give us 5 minutes, everybody?
Eddie looks at Luke in disbelief. Then she also leaves.
Thank you. Okay, I'm listening.
I'm not Carl Carter. I'm an undercover police officer, Scott Ryden.
Undercover?
Eco-activists. They're pretty hardcore, some of them.
Like Aoife?
No, she's different. There's an occupation plan tonight, only they've called it off. If I don't let my cover officer know, then the tacticals will go in, and then they'll know there's a mole. It won't take them too long to work out it's me. 2 years' work down the pan. It's not just that. Look, I need you to make a call.
With Abby.
Okay, everyone, quick as you can.
Wait, just a minute, please. What's going to happen?
I'm going to find out where this bleed's coming from.
You know what I mean. Be honest with me.
I am very hopeful that I can sort this out.
But I might not pull through. That's right, isn't it?
Try not to worry about that.
I'm not worried about me. I need you to do what's best for Tina.
I can't promise you that.
You have to promise me. How's she going to cope when I'm not here?
Well, then I'll have to make sure you get through this.
I always try to do what's right for her.
She knows.
I could have let her go, you know, when she was a baby.
An oxygen mask is placed over her mouth.
Miss Campbell?
Right. You all heard what I said?
Mo approaches Johnny on Darwin.
Did you give it back to her?
I was about to.
Ah, you bottled it.
The thing is, I went looking for her and then I got another text. Well, Oliver did.
Johnny, Johnny.
You might not like it.
Give me a ring soon. I want the goss on Naylor's fling. What?
Well, then I texted back as Oliver.
Seeing?
Any aspect in particular?
Clever. Did she reply? Is it true he's a millionaire?
I nearly didn't show you.
It's fine.
Is it?
Well, it's not like we've made each other any promises.
OK.
This is Jack Naylor we're talking about.
OK.
I mean, does his face look bothered?
He walks off. With Abby.
Retractor.
Looks a bit solid to me.
Blood's on the inside.
Not from the intestine.
There isn't time to get this wrong.
You won't get it wrong.
Retractor a bit further.
Maybe you missed something on the x-ray.
There isn't an x-ray.
We'll find it.
Lift the stomach, please. Come.
Malik takes a swabbed instrument and probes.
Whoa. Do you see what I see?
Serena looks and appears momentarily stunned.
We need to swap sides. Quickly, everyone.
Did you know about this?
Obviously not.
So?
Her previous ulcer was treated endoscopically, so no, nothing in the notes.
Look, it'll be fine. We just need to give it a bit of a rethink. You've seen one of these before, right?
I understand you think of me as all-knowing, Mr. Malik, but in this instance, actually... No, I haven't.
Hello, Tina.
Go away.
I just want to do a little scan.
Is my mum dead?
No, no, of course not. Well, at least not as far as I'm aware.
She was sick in her blood, lots and lots.
But I thought that Miss Campbell had fixed the ulcer.
She couldn't do it. She couldn't see. She told the other doctor.
Really?
She's in the operating theatre.
Right. Well, let's try to take your mind off all that. Would you like to lie back for me?
Tina lies down on the bed, and a nurse helps her lift her top to reveal her stomach. Then Rick applies the gel.
Okay.
That's cold.
Have you seen one of these before? It sends out special sound waves to give us a picture.
He runs the sensor over her stomach and looks at the monitor.
Picture of your insides.
There's something wrong.
Not exactly. Nothing for you to worry about.
More packs. Keep pumping those fluids. Will you get off the phone?
I'll be down as soon as I can. They need me on the ward. There's a hematemesis. The guy in bed 5, he's bleeding out.
No, they'll have to wait.
We could lose both patients.
Not if we lift the stomach a bit further. The bleed's got to be somewhere. More suction, come on.
This isn't your fault. I mean, what are the chances?
1 in 10,000.
Well, this isn't something you can see from an endoscope.
Yeah, I should have done an X-ray, an angiogram.
I've heard that sort of thing can reduce your throughput.
What are you doing here?
I thought that you might be having a little difficulty.
We're fine.
No, we're not.
Situs inversus. It can throw the best of people.
You knew about this.
Tina's just had an ultrasound. First thing I saw was a complete set of inverted organs.
So you just thought you'd saunter in here, assuming that I couldn't cope. Well, I'm sure that gives you a great deal of satisfaction.
No. Not when I hear from a patient that you're hiding problems from me.
I've been hiding problems.
So much blood you couldn't find the ulcer.
I didn't say anything.
An undetected situs inversus. Even I would struggle to navigate.
If Rick's happy to take over,
Mr.
then
Mr. Malik has a patient on the ward with hematemesis, so perhaps you could leave my theatre and go where your generous offers of help might actually be appreciated.
What about a splenic artery aneurysm? It could be eroding into the stomach.
Serena acknowledges and investigates.
Clips, please. Ties at the ready.
Come on, Serena.
Oh, all right, go.
Rick takes Malik's place.
Pretty nice.
Rick offers Serena an instrument.
You'll probably be needing blunt forceps.
With Carl.
We got to the arm, but there's some decreased sensation in the leg, which is worrying, especially as I now know how far he fell. Just give us a minute, please.
Eddie follows Luke away from the bedside.
So what's the big secret?
Patient confidentiality.
Yes, I am aware of that concept. Do you not trust me?
I trust you.
Well, I am the nurse on his case, okay? I deserve to know.
He's undercover.
What, Carl?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call his boss in a minute, and when he gets here, Carl would appreciate it if we could keep Aoife out of the way.
She doesn't know.
I said I'd help him.
Oh, you are joking.
Carl. Good. I'd like to just give you a simple pinprick test, OK? Won't hurt, and you tell me if you feel anything. OK.
He pricks Carl's leg.
Carl?
No, nothing.
All right. What about down here?
No. Is it all right?
So did Ollie call or text or anything?
No, he'll be head down in a seminar somewhere. Miss Naylor's probably got him taking all her notes for her while she's...
While she's what?
While she's, maybe she's missed something.
Why would she miss anything?
Oh, well, you know, in case she's in a meeting. Stuff.
They rush off.
I'll take it.
All right, Salmons. Charge 200. Clear.
It's nothing.
Charge again. Clear.
No.
Shocking again.
Pupils. I mean, do another one if you want to.
Tara steps back, hands the paddles to the nurse, and checks the patient's pupils.
Pupils fixed and dilated.
Sorry. It was the right call.
Yeah, I know. Time of death, 15:39. Thank you.
Serena and Rick are washing up in an otherwise empty theatre after Abby's operation. Rick dries his hands, takes off his cap and looks at her.
Well, I'll be sauntering off then.
Serena ignores him and he steps back into the room.
Thanks for your help, Rick. My pleasure, Serena. We're on the same side after all, and that's what colleagues do. They help each other.
What do you want? I can curtsy if you like.
We don't have to be enemies.
As long as I sit up nicely, keep my mouth shut and play the good little lady doctor.
I understand that you feel under pressure today.
I want to know what I really feel.
What, you mean you've been holding something back?
Actually, yes, I have.
Go on.
You don't care about Richie Mooney. Not deep down.
I don't think you mean that.
Because Richie Mooney dying on my watch means you don't have to change. You can ignore me.
As if that's likely to happen.
Michael Spence was laughing at me.
You don't care what Michael Spence thinks. Do you?
Well, what if he's right? What if you're right? What if I was wrong?
Would that be so bad?
Yes, it would. If he died because of a system I put my name to, then I don't know what I'm doing here.
Rick absorbs her meaning and thinks for a moment.
It's not as if you set out to kill someone.
He turns to meet her eye, and then he walks out, leaving Serena looking thoughtful. Effa's with Carl.
He says I've cacked up the femoral nerve in my leg.
But I'll get better, right? With time.
I may be able to walk with crutches. If I'm lucky. He can't promise anything.
Don't think about what you can't do. Think about what you can do.
Please. Please don't leave me.
I'm not running out on you. No way.
I know.
This happened because you are such a special person. I'm going to be with you every step of this.
Nurse McKee? You don't mind?
What?
They need some privacy.
What do you think I was going to do?
If you think standing there glaring at the man's going to help, maybe you should just step away.
Oh, well, if you've got a problem in my nose,
then why don't you take it up with HR? We respect his confidentiality.
Right, so we're supposed to just stand there while some undercover cop cons his girlfriend into giving up her whole life for him.
That is not what... That's not what I meant.
AAU.
Effa stares at Eddie.
Someone to see you.
Mum?
Don't worry, sweetheart. I feel a lot better than I look. Oh. Abby, please lie back down.
You're right. I'm going to have an abortion.
Tina, listen to me. That's not what I meant. What do you want to do? Deep down in there, that's the only thing that matters.
I don't know.
Neither do I. Let's work it out together, shall we?
I'm scared.
Like the cowardly lion.
That's just a play. It's not real. It's for kids.
And anyway, the lion's not scared. Not really.
Does that mean we can get married?
Chloe.
He joins them.
There's a call for Mr. Hansen.
Right. Off to see the wizard.
Serena heads out, and Tina stands up to hug Laurie. Effa on AAU.
Listen up! See, this man, he's a pig! A cop!
Can we just have a bit of consideration for the other patients, please?
This little nurse knew! Oh. She knew!
Let's just take a minute.
Laughing at me. Writing up reports with your pig friends.
Kept you out of all that stuff.
So you could screw me a few more times.
It wasn't like
before
that.
Before you got me locked up.
I was never going to let you go to prison. I had it all planned. I'm chucking it in, Aoife. The whole police thing. I don't want to lose you. I love you.
Too late!
Ah!
Max, Aoife, get off of him. This is doing no good for anyone.
Okay. Pressure bandage.
Max puts a swab on the wound on Carl's upper arm that Effa just pushed on, then starts bandaging it.
Jane, can you...
Sorry.
Does he know what he's doing?
Yeah, it's OK. All right, Max, try this again. Pressure. All right, Max, you focus.
What the hell's he doing?
It's going to be OK, Effa.
It's all right. Just focus.
Max tries to bandage it again, but drops the roll and looks at his hand.
Do you want me to do it? Okay, let me do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sasha watches Luke usher Max away.
Good. Thank you. We're going to need to get him back into theatre.
George is pacing in the corridor when Serena joins him.
They're already in there.
Yes. I thought it would be better if we presented a united front.
Would you like me to hold your hand?
No.
Good.
But remember the plan. Whatever they throw at us in there, it's all about moving forward, all about the long-term audit.
Or, alternatively, we could listen to the conclusions the committee has drawn and perhaps, or I don't know, try to learn something.
What?
After you.
Ah, good. We are quorate.
So, do we have the report or what?
I do, Mr. Spence.
Hallelujah.
Before you say anything, I'd like to make it clear that any criticism that is levelled at Keller Ward following the death of Richie Mooney will be shared equally by Miss Campbell and myself. Collective responsibility, if you will.
That's very gracious, Mr. Griffin. That's one word for it. I suggest you look it up on the internet and study the concept. So, in précis, the committee are unable, indeed unwilling, to apportion blame to any individual practitioner, either for medical procedure or for the implementation of hospital policy.
Oh, excellent. This is a complete whitewash.
I'm sure your main concern, Mr. Spence, is for Mr. Mooney's relatives, and you will therefore be glad to know that the hospital has agreed a no-fault out-of-court settlement with Mr. Mooney's son.
Well, that's very good news.
Therefore, you can all return to your posts without fear for your reputations.
Michael drops the report on Hansen's desk and walks out. Serena looks relieved and follows him. Mo joins Johnny.
Heard what happened?
There was nothing more Tara could have done. And she was right on the case.
Despite your best efforts.
Any more texts?
All quiet.
I spoke to Tara. There's definitely something going on.
You gonna speak to Jack about it?
No. I don't know.
In which case, I say we delete everything, stick the phone back on the bench and plead ignorance.
Go on in. Tell me the worst.
Behind you.
What the hell does that mean?
It means behind you. So, Ollie asked the conference administrator to ring me. Apparently, he left his phone in the locker room.
When did he call you exactly?
A few hours ago.
You knew?
And some people say I don't have a sense of humour.
I wasn't bothered. I wasn't. It was funny. Nice one. You got the drop on me.
Lace or rubber?
Eddie gives Max a drink of water in the AAU office.
What the hell's going on here?
There was a bit of an incident on the walls.
I don't feel so good.
You want me to look you over?
No, I'm fine. You should let him examine you. He's got excellent diagnostics.
Just
needs 5 minutes, Luke.
Someone explain to me what's going on.
It's camoxidin, probably an overdose.
Luke, you said you weren't going to do this.
It's about patient safety now.
Yeah, right, of course it is.
I've no idea what he's talking about.
You better have some good evidence to back this up.
Well, I've done hair analysis, and it indicates long-term use.
You did what? Have you completely lost your mind?
I was told that someone was helping themselves to the drugs cabinet.
Did you know about this?
Well, I would love to say that I didn't, but...
Do I seriously have to sit here and listen to this nonsense?
You can't ignore it, can you?
All right, well, we have a pretty big problem. By rights, I should kick your ass off this ward. I mean, who takes a hair sample from a colleague without consent? No, don't answer that. And on the other hand, we never did what happened to that camoxidin.
This is a personal and malicious vendetta. Okay. I'm on a course of antidepressants, and I've been having some adverse reactions. I really didn't think I'd have to discuss this in a public forum.
It's camoxidin.
What is wrong with you?
Stop. There's a very simple way to settle this. A blood test. Comes back clear, you shake hands, just a small misunderstanding.
And if it doesn't?
Innocent until proven guilty, Mr. Hemingway. You okay with this, Max?
Sorry.
As soon as you're done with that, yeah? Max?
Sure. No worries.
Eddie follows Max out and slams the door shut.
Max, did you steal the camoxidin?
Oh, we've been over this. How many times do I have to say it?
I need a straight answer.
Look, this is what Luke wants. This is his way of getting to you. He's trying to break us up. It's unhinged.
He pushes her back against the wall.
We could just go. Just get out of here right now. Then you might get the message.
Eddie thinks, frowning.
Okay.
Okay.
You better deal with that.
Yeah.
I'll get all your stuff, and I'll meet you by the car.
Okay.
I need your key.
Key?
It's your locker.
He hands it over.
Meet me in 5 minutes.
Max kisses her on the lips, and she keeps her eyes closed as he pulls back and heads off. When she opens them, she stares down at the floor, heartbroken, then at the key in her hand. Tina's lying on the bed with Abby, while Laurie sleeps in a chair beside them. Serena checks on them with a smile, then heads over to the nurse's station on Keller, picking up the remaining donuts. In Hansen's office...
Come in!
George.
Where's the party? We're in the clear. It's got to be worth a few beers, even for you, Mr. H. Hansen.
In a strictly legal sense, in the clear, yes, that's true.
Isn't that the only sense that matters?
He looks up at George, whose smile falters.
Good night, Mr. Binns.
George nods and retreats. Eddie opens Max's locker and searches through his bag. She finds an open pack of camoxidin and is looking at it when Max walks in behind her.
It's no big deal.
You lied to me, Max.
I was protecting you.
Don't even go there.
What are you going to do? Turn me in?
I don't think I've got a choice.
Count your lucky stars, Michael's not testing you.
You were happy to take my little pick-me-ups when they were on offer.
Yeah, but I didn't know that they were stolen, did I? I mean, I covered for you, Max. This could be my whole career on the line.
Well, aren't you the innocent?
Where are you going?
You can't make me take that test.
He leaves.
Max, we need to talk about this.
He's waiting for you.
Eddie looks round and finds Luke watching her from the end of the corridor. When Max walks away, Luke offers Eddie a half smile, but she ignores it and walks straight past him, folding her arms protectively. Tara's changed and is leaving the hospital. She answers her phone with a smile.
Hi. Yeah, I got your message. It was where you said, on the bench. Yeah, very lucky.
And with one bound, she was free.
Wouldn't what I said, Michael.
Good luck with that one, Rick.
I don't need you fighting my corner.
Sure you don't.
You could buy me a drink, though.
Or you could buy me one. Or two.
Yeah, I suppose I could always get a taxi.
Rick puts up his umbrella and follows her. Sasha goes into the locker room and finds Eddie packing her clothes into her bag.
So sorry, I didn't know Luke was going to go off on one like that.
Yeah.
He sits down beside her on the bench and she puts her bag on the floor.
Believe it or not, we were both looking out for a mate.
Well, thanks for that.
I'm so sorry.
It's not the first time I've been let down by some hopeless apology of a man. Shall I remember the last?
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, Sasha. You know me.
She smiles tearfully at him, then looks away. Sasha nods, then stands up and walks out. Sitting on her own, Eddie lets out a long breath. Then she reaches in her pocket for the pack of camoxidin. Trembling, she pulls out one of the blister packs and looks at it, then pops a pill into her palm. She stares at it in her hand, hesitating, then puts it in her mouth. She wipes away her tears. In his office, Hansen opens up his laptop and looks at the list of emails titled, Blood on Your Hands. He selects them all and hits delete.